Tzar Balechem Deiraisa the Rabban. Big Shaila. Toshma is all over the place. Teida Tzar Balechem Deiraisa. Teida Tzar Balechem the Rabbanon. But one thing was clear, and that is that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the Tana that seems to be of the opinion that Tzar Balechem is the Rabbanon. So last night we mentioned Dar Sameach in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Chaf Hei, who's Miyashiv, an apparent Stiris HaRambam, the Vilna Goyin Tzorichian, where the Rambam in Hilchas Reitzeach, in the Sugis of Tiina and Prika, seems to paskin that Tzar Balechem is the Rabban, and Hilchas Shabbos, based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chavches and Shabbos Kuf Nun Dalet, seems to paskin that Tzar Balechem is the Raisa. And the Goyin says, Tzorichian, Rambay Simchas HaRachidish, that there's two Sugis of Tzar Balechem. This Tzar Balechem, it can't be Mitzayir, an animal, for all the reasons that the Rishonim give. And then there's Tzar Balechem on Shabbos, where it says in the Torah, L'man Yonuach, Shorcha V'chamayrecha, that just like a man has the right to rest on Shabbos, so do animals that belong to Yidden have a right to rest as well. And being that the Torah was makbid on the resting of the animal, if you're going to go and you're going to cause it pain, you're going keneged the kpedas haTorah. Mei Simcha says it's a lashon mushal, it's a borrowed lashon, meaning Tzar Balechayim is true on Shabbos, Tzar Balechayim is true always. They're me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'in, but they actually don't mean the same exact thing. The bottom line is that that was that or samech. At the very, very end of the shtickle, Rameir Simcha adds one nekuda. He says that this Gemara Masechta is Be'ya, Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. The Pasuk says, Ach ashe yeyoche l'chol nefesh, hu levada yeyose l'chem. This is the Pasuk that teaches us, Ein bein Shabbos le'yontif, Elo Melechas Oichel Nefesh Bovad. You're not allowed to do Lamatas Melechas on Yontif, just like you're not allowed to do them on Shabbos, with the very, very broad, ambiguous exception, and that is Melechas Oichel Nefesh. What's Melechas Oichel Nefesh? See Mesechas Be'ya. But either way, says the Gemara, Ach Ashe Yochel Lechon Nefesh, Shmu Levadu Yosel Lechem, Mimashba Shenema Lechon Nefesh, from the fact that it says in the Torah Lechon Nefesh, Shemei Ani, I would think, Afilu Nefesh Behemah V'mashma, that this includes even the Nefesh of the Behemah. Ke'inyon Shenema, we define that a Behemah is called a nefesh. Umake nefesh behemah yishalmena. Talmud loymar lochem, says the Gemara. That's why the Torah said lochem, and we learn from there lochem v'loy l'klofim, that you could only do melechas eichel nefesh for a person, but not for a kelev. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva, I mean, Rabbi Akiva says I feel a nefesh behemah b'mashma. No, that if it says nefesh, it means even the nefesh behemah. Imke ma talmud loymar lochem, lochem v'loy lo'ovdei koychavim. Uma roz the Rabbi says aklavim lo'hoitzi es ovdei koychavim, and the Gemara goes ahead and the Gemara gives an explanation. Simcha, I have a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Masechtas Be'ya. In the sugis of Melechas Eichel Nefesh on Yontif, what were memayit from the word lochem? Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, you're allowed to cook for people, you can't cook for clothing, you can't cook for animals. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you allowed to cook for people and for animals. What then is lochem memayit? You can't cook for oivdei kechavim. Zakhre Meir Simcha, it's not rochik to say that this Rabbi Yosi Aglili in Be'ya Chafalit is l'shitosoi in Bava Mitzniya Daflam and Beis. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who's the man domer and shas that old Tzar Balechayim lavdei raisa, he was not so sensitive to animal rights, and as a result, he old Tzar Balechayim is dit kanisa dei raisa, and so too you're allowed to do melechas eichel nefesh, but the melechas eichel nefesh that you're allowed to do for a person, but this melechas eichel nefesh is not something you're allowed to do for an animal. Rabbi Akiva was chaylik. Rabbi Akiva probably old Tzar Balechayim dei raisa, but Al Kaponim says Rameh Simcha one beautiful knetch, and that is that if you learn that sugya good in Masechtas Be'ya, you're going to see that all the Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It's a chiddush, because usually Allah is Rabbi Akiva mechaveira, but here the Allah is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and the Rama Mefurish and Perek Aleph and Ilchus Yontif paskins like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So he says, Yesh Loimar, that's the Rambam L'shitosei who paskin Tzar Balechayim D'Rabbana, because really it's a chiddush that the Rambam holds Tzar Balechayim D'Rabbana. So where did the Rambam get it, Tzar Balechayim D'Rabbana? Incidentally, a lot of Rishonim achaylik with the Rambam. So how did the Rambam come across Tzar Balechayim D'Rabbana? Because he held that who is it? It's Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili L'shitosei here in Masechtas Be'ya Daf Chaf Aleph, and over there it's muchach in the sugi that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It's a classic Arsameya. Says Rameya Simcha, Yesh Loimar, that's the nekuda over here.